American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed a new indictment against Donald Trump. It keeps the same criminal charges but narrows the allegations against him following a Supreme Court opinion conferring broad immunity on former presidents. The new indictment removes a section of the indictment that dealt with Trump's interactions with the Justice Department, an area for which the Supreme Court said Trump was entitled to immunity from prosecution. The stripped-down criminal case represents the first effort by prosecutors to comply with the Supreme Court opinion. Nima Ramani is a former federal prosecutor and president of the West Coast Trial Lawyers.
And the justices, even though they ruled that there is some immunity, they didn't really draw clear lines. They did right. With respect to those Department of Justice communications. But that was it. And the challenge here is there is immunity for official acts. So what are official acts? Well, we know if the former president is acting as the chief enforcer of our nation's laws, including our election laws, that is subject to immunity.
Kamala Harris will finally do an interview, but not alone. She's scheduled to talk to CNN tomorrow, but with her running mate Tim Walz at her side. Fox News contributor Joe Concha says we won't get any answers from Harris because it will be a taped interview with a network friendly to her campaign.
We're witnessing the most preposterous, absurd, amateur, laughable, farcical, asinine campaign we have ever witnessed in our lifetimes. I mean, this is the weather vane campaign who will say and do anything to get elected. Why can't Kamala Harris do this interview by herself? Why does she have to bring along her running mate with her? As for this interview, CNN being CNN, they agreed to allow Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to do a pre-taped interview. Why, one would ask, isn't the interview live? Why did Kamala Harris and Tim Walz choose CNN in this particular situation? Because live means no editing afterwards. It means no manipulation, no omission of the content.
Kamala Harris now says she supports building the border wall. Americans don't know what to believe after Harris repeatedly insulted the idea in the past.
On the subject of transnational gangs, let's be perfectly clear. The president's medieval vanity project is not going to stop them.
And he has held up the United States government and its workers around his vanity project called a wall.
This president's medieval vanity project called a wall.
And for him, he talks about that wall. He wants everyone to be preoccupied with his multi-billion dollar vanity project.
This issue is about a vanity project for this president.
Right. Russell Johnson is a New Mexico rancher who deals with the illegal alien crisis every day.
She's absolutely pandering for votes. And I think especially these border communities, we know the truth behind her motives here, because like I say, she's been in charge. She's been the border czar for the past 3.5 years, and we've seen no action on the border.
The Harris-Walz campaign is pushing what it calls an opportunity economy. But critics say it will only hurt people. Chris Woodward has more.
Vice President Harris is promoting, among other things, $25,000 for home buyers, student loan debt relief, price controls on foods and other consumer goods, as well as a $10 trillion plan to fight climate change. John Shelton, Policy Director for Advancing American Freedom, says all of this would add to an already high national debt.
There's not a proposal out there that would not do that.
Harris points to her single mother's difficult experience of buying a home as a reason to help people find housing. While many Americans have similar stories, Shelton says there is a better way.
What you need to do is incentivize more building. And you do that by removing red tape, by getting government out of the way. What Harris wants to do is just throw more money into the system. And all that's going to do is drive prices up. There's going to be more people competing for the same houses. It's just going to get more expensive.
Okay, but what about taxes? Democrats have said for years now that people need to pay their fair share.
The thing about taxes is the more you raise them, the less the economy grows.
I'm Chris Woodward.
More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.